Task 2. Looking for accommodation is a problem which every traveller faces while planning the trip. The tourist industry is now offering plenty of accommodation types for every taste and budget. They vary greatly in size, service level, and other characteristics. Hotels of the same category can be rather different depending on which country they are located in. Here is an overlook of accommodation types and some other useful tourist vocabulary. Hotels provide their guests with a private serviced room and some other services. All the hotels are commonly graded from 1-star to 5-star ones, depending on their size, amenities, and services available. Star ratings are awarded by each country according to their own rules, and the difference between the 3-star and 4-star may not be that essential. The most respectable hotel rating systems do not rank places higher than 5 stars. However, the most luxurious hotels in the world claim to be called 6-star or even 7-star hotels. An example is Burj Al Arab in Dubai, which is officially a 5-star deluxe. Hostels are often referred to as backpackers. They are considered the best accommodation type for students and backpackers themselves, being inexpensive and providing shared bedrooms and communal facilities. Some hostels have separate bedrooms for men and women, while others offer shared rooms only. Among the general facilities, there are a shared lounge, a laundry room, and a kitchen. Most hostels now have computers with internet access and also provide free Wi-Fi internet. If you are looking for something where you can relax in privacy, a holiday villa is the best choice. By renting a private villa, you'll have at your disposal one or more bedrooms, a kitchen, a laundry room, and often a swimming pool. It's also a chance to save if you take into consideration that a villa can usually accommodate at least 4 people and the rental price is charged per week. One more accommodation type is camping. It's a kind of do-it-yourself place to stay at. Those who prefer this type carry their roof and bedding in their rucksacks or in their cars. While hiking, it's necessary to find out where campsites are permitted and whether the permit is still available to get, as sometimes they are quite hard to get and sold out months in advance.